Ladislaus Sigo was an Austro-Hungarian immigrant who had enormous impact on the field of city planning, especially that of Cincinnati's. He's the subject of an upcoming exhibition at UC's Philip Myers Jr. Gallery. Here to tell us about it are Dr. David J. Edelman, Professor and Director of Community Planning at UC, and Jennifer Latessa, a graduate student in community planning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about Mr. Sigo.
He was born in 1894 in Austria-Hungary and served in the Emperor's Army in World War I. Shortly after that, he went back to school, got his engineering degree, and then emigrated to the States, where he became a pioneer in the field of city planning, eventually settling in Cincinnati. And he's notable for a number of achievements. One of the things that makes him important in Cincinnati, but also nationally, is that he directed the first plan for a major American city, which was Cincinnati. So Cincinnati was the first big city in the United States to have a city plan.
And what does that mean, to have a city plan?
Hopefully it means that you have some order to the way the city will develop over time. Typically a plan is a long exercise, around 30 years or so. And it involves all the different aspects of urban life. So it involves the physical plan of the city, such as the street layout and where the utilities go and what kinds of buildings go where. That's one part of it. There's the way in which you integrate the city with the surrounding suburbs and region. And it looks at the economic development of the city and the environmental effects of the economic development, the kinds of housing you build and where it is. It's basically about the planning of human activity in space. And human activity is increasingly in cities. More than 50% of the world's population is urban now. And the United States is way higher than that. So those are the kinds of activities that we look at.
The exhibition is called In the Public Interest. And tell us about the exhibition.
The exhibition will take place from February 19th through April 5th. We are looking at some of his major accomplishments through time and space. So we have been given the collection from the Ladislaus Sigo Family Foundation, and we've gone through all of his things to see his life, to see how he was organized, and to see how he played. He was incredibly punctuated in his appearance and in his work, but his wife, Vilma, was an opera singer and performer when she was young, and so she really brought a very playful nature to his character. So he had two kind of dimensions, and we tried to display both of those in the exhibition.
So what will the exhibition consist of?
It will have a timeline of his life. It will show some of his beautiful maps and drawings and sketches, and it will also show some of his pictures and things that he loved, like traveling, music, and work that he's done. He showed his work through plans. So some of them are major city plans, and some of them later in life are smaller county plans. So in a sense, planners struggle to be visually appealing. And we've been working with designers and architects and librarians to be able to show a more beautiful side to planning.
What about his city plan for Cincinnati are we still experiencing today? What has his impact been?
Well, his impact, that was the first plan. And then he also did the second plan of Cincinnati, which was in 1947.
46, 47.
I would say that we have developed the city not according to his planning exercises.
He's very upset, by the end of his career with the turns that the city had taken.
Why was that?
He hated Third Street. He thought it was a great barrier to the river. And he felt like the river is such a big part of Cincinnati and for its citizens that it should be open and accessible to everybody.
Yeah, if you recall, it's only in recent years that we have opened the riverfront. It used to be a bunch of warehouses and industrial installations along the river, so the river was totally cut off.
Yeah, he called Third Street the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, and he was also interested, as I mentioned, in bringing the city and the region together. something that, as you know, the county and the city have had political issues for a long time, and Northern Kentucky has not been integrated with the city, and Hamilton County as a kind of region to bring in investment, and has not been planned together, being in two separate states, for example.
So he was quite a visionary.
He was a visionary in a number of ways. Another thing he developed, and he did this actually in Lexington, was he developed something called the urban growth boundary, for which Portland is now famous. And that controls development by increasing density within the growth boundary to combat urban sprawl. And it's one of the reasons why Portland is such a lovely city to be in. It's very walkable, it has short blocks, and it's densely developed within the boundary so that it has a very urban feel to it rather than a spread out southwestern United States kind of feel. You know, it has a wonderful feel to it.
Where else did he do work?
In the big cities, Detroit, San Francisco are two places he did a lot of work.
Richmond.
Dayton, he did the plan for Dayton. But he's also done, as Jen said before, in the later part of his career, he turned his attention to smaller places. He did Covington and Newport and many, many smaller towns and cities in the Midwest, and a lot in Ohio, but all through the Midwest. He was also academically oriented in that he taught the first city planning course at the University of Cincinnati. He wrote a book that was considered to be the most important city planning book in the first half of the 20th century. He did the first federal government study of cities in the United States. That was the first study ever done of the urban structure of the United States. He was the advisor to Alfred Bettman, who wrote the amicus brief for what's called the Euclid case, where zoning was established in the United States. So he's had his finger in a lot of different and important aspects of planning in the 20th century.
Jennifer, as a graduate student in planning, what did you find in this trove of materials that surprised you in a pleasant sort of way?
I love his book, well, box, really, of zoning laws. It's categorized by use. So he has hotels and parks, and it's basically different places all around the country. They're laws. They're specific laws to certain types of land use. And it's just amazing to me.
Two boxes of 5x7 cards.
It's so organized, and it's just really beautiful. I'm impressed that someone took the time to catalog that and to care about how different places are using their land and what laws, and really trying to figure out the best ways to be able to make things like motels or drive-in movie theaters work.
Did he spend the rest of his life in Cincinnati?
Yes. Yeah, he spent, from the time he came to the States, except at the very beginning for a year or two, he spent his entire adult life in Cincinnati. Although he traveled everywhere, there were thousands of slides of their travels all over the world.
He died in 83.
He died in 1983.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Myers Gallery is located
at the center of the UC campus.
Right across from the Rec Center.
Thank you so much for sharing this information. My guests have been Dr. David Edelman and Jennifer Latessa from UC's Community Planning Department. In the Public Interest, the life and work of regional planning pioneer Ladislaus Sigo runs February 19th through April the 5th at the Philip Myers Junior Gallery on the UC campus. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein. Thank you.